Pleasure making your acquaintance, Dave. I got you copied down now.
Yeah, Roger, I got this deal on my computer, WordPad or whatever, and every time I make a contact and chat with, I always put the call letters and name and where you're located in there. So then if I hear somebody call, I look up the list and see if it's somebody I know there, Roger.
Yeah, that's cool. I try to do the same as best as I can. When I'm mobile, I don't do it too well. I do that with this and ham. I try to use QRZ for ham.
Yeah, Roger, that. What ham, what band do you operate on in ham there? Go ahead.
Currently only 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I'm studying for general now. I tried to take it the other day with Livonia, but I didn't get my studies in and just had to work some overtime anyway, so I didn't make it for that test. But I see that their next test is in March, I believe. So hopefully I'll go for general and then get another transceiver.
Yeah, Roger. Years ago, from the late 70s up to about 2003, I was in the CB, and I learned a lot about electronics. Well, I'm a shortwave nut, too. I love shortwave radios, even though, and I have quite a collection of them. Plus, I have two communications receivers. And I have one on the table in front of me. I keep one on the table. And I go through the ham bands, 40 meter, 80 meter and stuff, and listen to them. But unfortunately, as the years gone by, the shortwave stations have all disappeared, went to the internet or whatever. It's kind of a bummer there, Roger.
Okay. I guess I wouldn't know, but it is pretty unfortunate. Yeah, my grandfather was a ham, and so that got me interested. And I just recently got my ham license and back in November. I got my GMRS back in September.
That's where I went off track a little bit. Yeah, back in the day, that's where I learned a lot about electronics, was listening to the hams. Back then, though, they were old-timers, and, you know, all they talked about was taking this transistor and putting these resistors to it and making this and making that. Don't find much of that on the ham bands anymore. Usually they're talking about their houses or something. It's still good to listen to, though. But, yeah, that's what I meant to tell you. I learned a lot about electronics, about tubes and everything from listening to them hams there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. They have a wealth of knowledge. I'm still learning, and I'm definitely just a beginner. It's very hard for me to comprehend a lot of the electronic stuff, so got a long ways to go. Luckily, my uncle is also a ham, but he lives in Missouri, but he's very smart with this kind of thing.
Yeah, in the beginning, electronics, you know, yeah, like you said, it's hard to hear there. It's kind of hard to decipher things. But as you, if you're interested in electronics, and if you listen to what's being told to you, and then you think, sooner or later, you figure things out. You're like, oh, I get it now. You know, this transistor, this is the front end, this is the IF, or, you know, things like that. Because back then, hams, that's what all they talked about was building, you know, taking a handful of stuff and building things and everything like that, Roger.
Yeah, Yeah, there was definitely science to it. I don't think it is as much anymore. I think it all depends on how deep you want to get into it.
Yeah, well, no offense against the newbie hands. But, yeah, I'm talking about back then. Now most of these elders, you know, these elder hands, you know, they done died off and everything. It's kind of almost like a new generation out there. You don't hear as much about electronics, you know, as I'm talking about building this and doing that and everything there. Roger?
Very true. On the ham repeaters, actually the one in Warren, I hear a lot of the guys talking about making EMR nodes and all that other stuff that I don't understand yet, which is cool. And I like listening to them just to get an idea of how things work.
Yeah, well, it's the same here still, even, like, I like listening to them, and if they're talking about, you know, making this or doing that, I just like listening to them. Anyway, all that stuff, all the ham bands and the CD band, all that, all falls into the shortwave band, shortwave spectrum. If you got a full coverage shortwave radio, you know, and if it has sideband, then you're able to do that, listen to that stuff. But back in like 99, 98, when I got my first real shortwave radio, I mean, there was broadcast-wise stations from all the countries and everything, you know, and Voice of America and all that other stuff, you know, it was good listening. Now you tune through these bands and they're mostly almost all dead because all the broadcasters, international broadcasters, went over to internet there. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you. It is pretty interesting what you can do now with hooking up a radio to the internet. And, you know, I definitely didn't understand it, but, you know, like you were talking about back in the day, it was just like RF, and you could talk all over the world that way, and now you could do that with, you know, 2 meter and 70 centimeter by hooking it up to the internet or... Like, I got Yaesu radios, and if you got a fusion repeater, that's a way to do it, too, or, and other ways, like DMR, if you just need digital nodes or EchoLink and whatnot. Again, I'm still learning and figuring it all out.
Yeah, it's the same here, No offense to GMRS or 2 meter, the 2 meters or anything, but I'm old school, and I'll always HF, down in HF. I'd like from radio to radio through the air. I never was into the repeaters, you know, radios running through repeaters and everything. You know, like I said, I'm old school. I'm into transmitting from a radio to another radio. You know, and skip. You get skip, you know, you get skip rolling. In fact, on the CD band right now, the skip's rolling in hard because I was listening to them while I was noodling around on my guitar. But, yeah, you know, but like I said, no offense to the 2 meter or GMRS. I'm a newbie to GMRS, too. I'm only about a month and a half in, so I got a lot to learn still there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, definitely understand. I whenever I get my general license, I'll jump on HF, and I'll be learning all that over, too. I do like the idea of radio to radio rather than, you know, hooking up to the internet and whatnot. However, I still do plan on learning, and I got the cords to hook up one of my Yaesu radios for Wires X, and just... not quite there yet to learn. But I am excited to jump on HF and just try and see how far I could reach simplex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. I always been, you know, like CB and stuff, radio to radio. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm familiar with Yaesu and ICOM and everything, too. I think some of the best. In fact, I have a Yaesu communications receiver here, FRG8800. I love Yaesu, and I love ICOM, too, there, Roger.
Yeah, my granddad had ICOMs in Kenwoods. And I wonder if he's rolling in his grave knowing that I'm using a Yaesu ham radio. But I'm enjoying it. And I think he'd just be happy that I'm finally into the hobby. Still trying to figure out which brand to go with whenever I get my HF transceiver. I hear good things with some of the Yaesus and some of the ICOMs, like the 7300. So, yeah, I'll figure that out once I pass the test and once my wife will let me, you know, drop money on that.
Yeah, well, back in my CB days there, around 2000 or so, I was running a Yaesu FT-101 on the CB band. I don't care. I'll say it out here. And I also had a Kenwood TS-830 that I ran out there. The Kenwood, though, sideband only. The Kenwood didn't have AM. And I'd say the Yaesu was the better radio of the two. Like I said, ICOM and Kenwood and everything, in my opinion, this is my opinion, because I've ran them, and I think Yaesu probably is about the best for the buck. Out there, Yaesu gear is pretty reliable. ICOM's got a lot of nice, pretty stuff out there, too. What model ICOM do you have there? Go ahead.
Sorry for the misunderstanding, but I do not have an ICOM. I just have a couple of Yaesu VHF, UHF rigs.
Really, my apologies for the misunderstanding, yeah, because after I asked you, before you answered, I thought to myself, wait a minute, he said he has Yaesu, not ICOM. I got rolling on about ICOM there, and like I said, in my opinion, Yaesu is good gear. I got this FRG8800 here, all original. It's an old receiver, never been recapped or anything, and it works flawlessly, and never had a problem. Oh, I bought it used like 7 years ago, but never had a problem with it yet there. Go ahead.
That's awesome, especially after buying used. You know, sometimes you never know what you're getting until you use it, but still no issues. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, especially with that kind of gear, buying used. You know, it's best to go to the person or whatever and see it run and go through all the functions and controls, because you never know. The guy, you know, if you buy one, you buy it, you know, just pay for it, grab it, get it home, and if something ain't right with it, you know, then you got the guy saying, well, you know, it worked fine when it left here. There's no warranty. You know, you take your chances when you buy that stuff used. The reason why I took a chance on this Yaesu was because I got it cheap. And I figured, well, if there's anything wrong with it, I could probably repair it. But no, like the guy said, it worked. Even when he brought it over, he even sat on the back porch with me, and I threw a wire on it and plugged it in and fired it up and ran through some frequencies, and it worked. So I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, no doubt. What what radio are you running for GMRS?
I'm running a Baofeng UV5RM with a Nagoya antenna. I just got the Nagoya antenna, I don't know, two weeks ago or something. The antennas that came with it, with this radio, worked, but everybody was saying put a Nagoya on it and you'd be amazed. And they were right. I bought a Nagoya, I don't know if it's a 177 or something. I popped it on here and it made a world of difference there, Roger.
Wow, that's impressive. You're coming in real clean. I thought you were on a mobile or a base radio. I'm on a Ocean KG1000G Plus. It's a mobile. I'm using it as a base.
Yeah, Roger. I appreciate that. Good to know that it's coming in clean, because you know, back when it had the old antenna on it, say, like, while I'm talking to you now, I'm talking, but in my head, I'm thinking, is he hearing me? Am I breaking up? You have an antenna on the roof then, Roger?
Actually, for this radio, I just have it on, I got a Midland antenna that I just put on a magnet mount on a cookie sheet next to the window. And then for my ham radio, I just have an antenna in my attic.
Yeah, Roger that. How many watts are you putting out there? Go ahead.
I have this set for 25 watts right now.
Yeah, well, it sounds really good. I mean, really clean and smooth. I think that you're going through the Detroit repeater then, Roger.
Thanks for the feedback. And yes, the Detroit repeater. You're probably coming out of the other one, maybe?
Well, I'm over here in Warren, about 2 miles north of Detroit. I'm sure you're aware of that, but I'm saying I'm probably about 2, 3, 4 miles north. I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater and the Detroit repeater. I'm just sitting in a room on the handheld. But I figured Detroit's closer to me than Mount Clemens. I got no problem hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, but Detroit repeater, I can take my power down and still hit it there, Roger.
Yeah, that's excellent. Here, I'm going to try switching this to low power, which should be about 5 watts, and see how it goes. For identification purposes, this is WSEV387.
WSFZ793 for moral purposes.
This is WSEV387, and I got my radio at low power. How am I coming in?
Coming in great. Can't even tell. I can't tell the difference. Hey, while you're there, give me 1 second. Let me pop my power down to medium real quick.